All right, so the last couple of weeks we've been talking about surrender, and I have super enjoyed just diving into that word, and I hope that you have been challenged by it and encouraged to just surrender over to God. And so today I actually have a guest on. Her name is Sue Moore Donaldson, and I am super excited for this conversation. So let's get to it. Welcome, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. I'm Angela, your host, and most days you'll find me running my boys to and from sports, snuggling one of my boys or my handsome hubs, and worshiping my faithful God with all my heart. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by all the things, motherhood, marriage, living a God-honoring life, you are in the right place. I believe our true freedom from a life of constant achievement and performance as a mom, wife, and woman of God comes from knowing who we are in Jesus. I'm here to remind you that you are a beloved daughter, seen, known, and loved by God. He loves you for just being you. So if you're ready to feel equipped, encouraged, and to walk out your true worth as a Kingdom daughter, then keep listening, Mama. This is for you. All right, Kingdom Daughter, I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much for being here, for listening in, for sharing this with your friends, for just being an avid listener. I so appreciate it. You are amazing. So real quick, before we jump into the episode, I just wanted to quickly remind you about the Kingdom Daughters community in Facebook. It's a free community, free sisterhood, place for you to grow, place for you to build relationships with other beautiful women just like yourselves, and to be encouraged in worship and testimony and teaching. And so I would just love to have you join. So go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to thekingdomdaughters.com and click the join the free Facebook group. I would love to have you join in there. Okay, so today I got to have a beautiful conversation with a new friend of mine, Sue Donaldson. She is a beautiful soul, and she has accomplished much in her life, and she has so much wisdom to give. First, I just really quickly wanted to read a little bit of her bio. She is a speaker and an author. Her and her husband live in Southern California. She taught high school English and part-time in Brazil with the Wycliffe Bible Translators, which is so cool. She has raised three daughters, which is opposite of me. As you know, I have three boys, so that's really fun. And she loves connecting with people to God and His Word. She's been speaking for the last 20 years or so. She said with long pauses for babies and diapers, which we all can understand that. She blogs at Welcome Heart, Knowing and Showing the Heart of God, and hosts a weekly podcast, Make It Count, Living a Legacy Life, which she shares a little bit more about in our conversation. And so without further ado, let's get to this awesome conversation I have with Sue. All right, Kingdom Daughters, I'm super, super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Sue. I'm so happy that she said yes to being here, because I have seen her posting on different groups I'm in for podcasts, and I have seen some of my friends be on her podcast, which is awesome. And I just know she has a lot of wisdom to give to us today. So welcome, Sue. Thanks for being here. And why don't we start with you just introducing yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about your family, your testimony, whatever you feel like you want to share.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You know, you're so brave because you don't even know me, but I guess we all are when we're in this podcasting world.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. Things that our mothers never did, or at least my mother, though she did love email and would call me and say, why don't you check your email?
So yeah.
She's in glory now. So thank you so much for having me. I live on the central coast of California. I'm from Southern California, but I married a man from Iowa who never wanted to move back. So we won't go to the Midwest due to weather. We're both weather wimps, me in particular. Married late. It was a miracle. 35, and still had three children. We have three girls. Two live together in the marina in San Francisco, and one lives in Santa Monica, Southern California. So they give me great joy and great grief when I'm worried about them. I was praying about that just this morning. So God has different lessons, or maybe the same lessons, in different seasons of life.
Well, I wanted to have you share a little bit about your podcast. You have a podcast, and I love the theme about legacy. And I just wanted to share what you have written in your description. And it says, how to invest in what matters beyond ourselves. We have one life. Let's make the most of it for God, others, and eternity. I love that so much. It's so good to think about legacy and just leaving a legacy for our families, and or being in a legacy of what we've, our past. You know, my father, he's like the first one in his family to choose to serve the Lord. And so now I get to live in that legacy mm-hmm. that he chose for yeah. our family, which is so, such a blessing, you know, being in that. And so I just wanted to hear your heart a little bit about that, where that came from, where your heart came from on that, and maybe just share a little bit about your podcast.
Okay. Before I did the podcast, I did speaking for women's events. That's a real joy to me. And that started before my youngest is almost 26. So I've been doing it about 26 years, but with long pauses, like 4-year pauses, 7-year pauses, you know, when you're just doing pasta parties for the soccer teams and you're just running around like crazy with a van full of children, right. not even know. And so I'm not saying I did speaking every month. I'm just saying that God develops, offered me many opportunities throughout the year. So that's a great love of mine. And then when blogging thing came around, I started that and wrote a few books. And then some younger friends, like your age and younger, I have a lot of those. They said, "So you need a podcast because no one reads blogs anymore." And I don't think that's true, but for them it was. And I go, "I don't even know what a podcast is." So I ignored them for a good year. And then someone professional suggested I do it too and taught me how. But before that time, this is what happened. I was at my small group Bible study. My husband and I are in a group of about 5 couples, and we meet every 2 weeks. And, we pray ourselves through all of our problems with our kids and and our lives and our parents' health and all that. But anyway, one night, our dear friend Dan was sharing a prayer request for his mother, who was beginning to become forgetful. You know, so she was in like, you know, older than he, obviously. But I just looked at him and I said, "Dan," I'd met his mother. And I said, "How old's your mom?" And he said, 87. Well, Angela, I was 66, I remember, because I was thinking to myself, you know how you hear somebody answer your question and then you completely stop listening to them? You're just in yeah. your own head. So I have confessed this to Dan since that time. But God used it for me to think in my head, oh my gosh, I am 66. In 5 months, I'm going to be 67. That means possibly I only have 20 years left of cognitive viability, where I could even spell cognitive viability, where right. I even know what that meant, right? Or even say it. And I'm not making fun of those who can't, right. but it can hit you at any time. It doesn't have to wait till you're 87. And yes, I have longevity genes, but that means nothing. You can get run over by a car, right? So so I thought right then, I thought, wow, I want to make sure the next 20 years count. Mm. Now, Angela, I didn't think that my earlier 66 years didn't count.
Right.
Because I've surrendered my life to Christ many times, but when I was 15, and we can get into that if you want to hear about that. But, yeah. but since your theme is surrender, but I thought, okay, I want to be really, really intentional. Like have a funnel vision towards everything I do. I want to make it count for eternity. And I've had a mentor for about 25 years, and I would call her on occasion and say, "Lori, should I do this opportunity? Should I do this? I've been asked to do this." And she always says to me, if it has to do with the word or with people, you do it because both last forever.
Hmm.
See, it's count. So what I did after I had that time of not listening to my friend's prayer request, I started inviting people over that I knew and loved and respected for coffee, which I do a lot anyway. But I said, okay, I have a set of questions. And I just say, what do you do now to make your life count? What are you building into? And some of them got like, wow, that's so heavy. I don't think I do. Yeah. Oh, yes, you do. And I have to encourage them. And we have to encourage each other, don't we, Angela?
Right.
But we are on the right path. You don't have to be a speaker. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to go to seminary to obey God. You know, we all get the same commission in Matthew 28. Go, you know, go. It's just, where are you going to go? I'm sorry, I'm yelling. I get
no, you're good.
I calm down. Anyway, so I started taking notes on living a legacy life. And then when this other gal came in, the professional who I was paying to do something on my website, she goes, you really should podcast because you're a speaker. And then that happens. I started right before the shutdown. So all my speaking engagements were canceled. So that was a really great opportunity. So I just started inviting friends of mine, godly men and women. Even my pastor was one of the best interviews. You know, even I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I remember text. I got to do Bob Goff because of who Bob Goff is, not because I'm famous. But right before Bob was supposed to come on, I texted my pastor and said, please pray for me and Bob Goff. I'm interviewing Bob Goff in 15 minutes. And he said, okay. And then afterwards I said, now I'd like to interview you. And they were equally good. You know, these are godly men and women.
Right.
Who have heard God's call and realize that it's the most exciting way to live. You know, I'm never bored.
Yes.
You know, I was bored doing diapers and things like that. But even so, there are short times of boredom. It's tedious for me to do the tech work. So yeah, I shouldn't say I'm never bored.
Yeah.
But I wake up in the morning going, wow, what do I get to do today that God has me partner with him?
Well, and that's so interesting that you said that. I was reading a devotional recently and it was talking about and I'm going to mess up which verse it is, but being a doer of the word, right? Not just a hearer, but being a doer of the word. And that is where, and it literally was talking about how, if you feel like you're bored in your Christian walk, it's because you're not applying what you're learning to, you know, cause we're a consumer culture right now, right? We just consume all this information. You hear that a lot across the board, even outside of the Christian world. People consume, and they don't actually apply what they're learning. And it's even worse in our Christian walk if we just read or just go to church and just hear all this good stuff, and then we have opportunities to listen on YouTube or whatever, or podcasts or all these things. We have all this opportunity to take in all this great information and hear God's word and all this stuff. And if we're just feeding ourselves, then we're just like fat without, you know what I mean? Like we're just sitting.
I was going to say that. I'm just fat.
We're just fat with full of stuff, but we're not actually giving out. And that's where the joy comes from, is when you actually are using your gifts and you're using your talents and you're stepping out in what God's calling you to do.
I want to add one thing though, because I have been bored at times, and God has used that to have me cry out to him and say, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And if it is, I need to do it anyway.
Right.
You know, whether I'm gifted for that particular, if I'm called on to do something, I'm not saying for a lifetime, but he's used the boredom for me to be reflective as to, am I doing something for myself or I'm doing it for him? He's used the boredom to have me move, because I was single till I was 35. I went to Brazil at the drop of a hat. Why? Because I was bored. So I felt God my ADHD to have me leave the country. And I remember my best friend saying, you're so brave. I said, no, I would be an idiot to stay. God is moving me, so I'm going to go.
Right.
So to hear God's voice like that, you don't hear it audibly usually, but we need to be so close to him that just being close to him, that's the adventure of life.
Right.
Not what we do for him. The fact that you get to serve him through this podcast is such a joy to him. And it's a joy to you, but he may say to stop tomorrow. And then you go, well, Lord, it's you I want.
Right.
It's not what I do. And he woke me up the other morning. Well, I woke up anyway to go to the bathroom, but in the middle of that, he was saying, and I haven't told many people, I think I told my mentor, he said, you love your work more than me.
Hmm.
But he didn't say it like he was going to paddle me, like my mother would paddle me.
Right.
He just said it very quietly, like it was fact. And I thought, wow, I repented immediately. went back to sleep, and he and I talked about it the next morning. And so that's something that's a continual surrender, that you surrender to the right thing, which is Jesus, not what we do for him.
All right, friends, I just wanted to take a second and clarify something in the conversation here. I literally could not sleep last night thinking about this part of the conversation and how I don't want to be confused here. In the conversation, I was going back and forth whether I should say something or not, but I just decided to move forward. But last night, I woke up and I was like, I need to clarify this. First of all, I'm not saying, or I hope that you hear, I'm not saying that we need to work towards God's love, that we need to do things in order to get God's love, because you know that I am against performing and achieving and all those things, that God loves us just for being us. And that's my whole message here. So please do not misunderstand what I was saying. What I'm saying is, when we get to a point of feeling a little bit bored or stale in our walk with the Lord, we should start to apply God's word and not just sit and eat up all the stuff that we can have access to. We need to actually say, I trust you, Lord, with all my heart. I'm going to believe for new things, God. Your word says that you have new things for me. I am going to praise you with all of my heart and soul, and I'm going to sing out to you, just like in the Psalms. I'm going to do what you say and go into the world and share what you have given me to share. And then that is when the word literally comes alive in our life and gives us life, gives us life, gives us energy, gives us love. And it's not boring. We're not bored with that. So just wanted to clarify that real quick. Let's get back to the conversation. Oh yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. And actually, since you said surrender, for all you who have listening, you guys have been hearing me talk about surrender all month. And so that has been our theme for the Kingdom Daughters. And so what I guess we could start with, what does it mean to surrender to you? Like, what does that word mean to you?
Well, I don't know if you've read Oswald Chambers' devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. That's how he says it. My utmost for his highest.
Right.
So your utmost would be your all. And we think we're giving our all when we say, Lord, I just want to surrender my whole life to you.
Right.
And we may do that when we're at camp, or we've heard we're at a revival meeting, or we're just alone with God in the word, and he shows us a scripture and we say, I want to give my whole life to you. And he goes, well, good. Cause it belongs to me anyway.
Yeah.
But I have found, I'm 69, I have found through the years, I get continual, just like the other night, I get continual deeper surrenderings. I don't know if that makes sense to you. It's like we surrender our whole life. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. And then your husband says that he doesn't want to take you on that vacation that you'd planned on going.
Yeah.
So then are you surrendering? And he may not necessarily be right. I'm not saying the husband's always right. Believe me.
Yeah.
But I would surrender my right to myself, surrender the way I would like to react instead of respond.
Hmm.
How many times have I had to ask my husband's forgiveness for being snide? You know, women like to manipulate. It came from Eve. I'll blame it on Eve. You know, she was manipulating the whole conversation there. But we like to change things to be under our control. And God tells us daily, if you say you belong to me, then you need to also surrender this attitude.
Hmm.
It could be easier to fly across the world and to teach the gospel than it would be to, tell a friend of yours that you're sorry that you hurt her feelings. They are equally important in God's sight because it's part of sanctification. It's reflecting who Jesus is. And so really, even though God transformed us at salvation, every day is a living out of that transformation where I die to myself and live for him. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
When I was 15, I was going on a mission trip with a couple friends from my youth group, and we were told we had to go before the deacons, I guess, because they were going to give us money. And I was a kind of an awkward 15-year-olds before red hair was in style. You know, I had caps on my teeth and glasses. And I was nervous about speaking by myself. It's like we were being interviewed. So I had heard enough in church to hear the expression, your verse for your life. So I just opened my Bible and let it fall open, you know, because I was so spiritual.
Yeah.
And I found this verse, which starts in the middle of a sentence, which is awkward for me because I was an English teacher later on. But at the time, and it's 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and rose again. Hmm. And what that says, what it says first is talking about Christ. Christ died for all, that those who live, that's you, Angela, and me, we're living, should no longer live for themselves. So that's the definition of surrender, that we don't live for ourselves. So it's kind of a negative cast to it. We live for him, but to live for God, I have to no longer live for myself. Mm-hmm. And that is annoying.
Yeah.
Because my default is to live for myself. Get it?
Yes.
And so when I thought, this is so logical, and I'm not a logical person, but it's so logical. It says, he died for all, that those who live, that's us, should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
Hmm.
And I have not heard of anybody else who uses that as their missionary surrender all.
Yeah.
But it just made so much sense. So then later, like when I felt God was calling me to singleness and I didn't like that call. I kept hanging up the phone.
Yeah.
but I said, okay, I surrender all. I was walking around a junior high school track in the middle of the mountains of Guatemala. I was on a mission trip and I was walking by myself and I was having it out with God in surrender. I was 25, maybe 26, I think 25. And I was crying and I was saying, God, my own dad, I had a very loving dad, my own dad would not want me to be single. So therefore, see, I was trying to be logical again.
Yeah.
Do that. Therefore, you as my heavenly father, you do not want me to be single. I just know that. But of course, as I said it, I realized I was foolish. And I just had to repeat this to one of my daughters and we were both crying. I said, this is what grandpa told me. And I said, honey, you're not going to be remain single. For one thing, you're a lot prettier than I am. But God will not have that for you. But I was willing to be single if, this is what I said, if I glorify you more by being single, I will remain single.
Hmm.
So years later, eight, when Mark proposed the second time, I said no the first time. That's another podcast. Three years after he proposed the first time. And he came around, you know, circled back around. I was driving on the freeways in Orange County and I was driving out and there was hardly any around. And I hit the steering wheel and I said, Lord, if I can glorify you more by being married, I'll say yes this time. Mm. And I knew those words weren't from me because my, you know, my major in college was to be married and it just never happened.
Yeah.
And so when I said that, that's God's transforming power.
Right.
And that's again, surrender. Mm. And then when you have children, you're never in control. So yeah, that's
right. Oh, that's so true. Never, you're never in control. That is very true.
Now from 8 to 9 on.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for sharing all those stories. Oh, so, so good. I hope everyone who's listening got some good wisdom out of that because I totally did. I love hearing that is it. It's just an everyday choice to say, God, whatever is going to give you honor more. I choose that. I choose that, you know, whatever my life, however my life can glorify you the most. That's what I choose in surrender. So that it sounds.
I just made a notepad, which I don't know when this is going to go out. It's in production. I've wanted to do this for years. So finally, and the notepad is because I like list making so you can cross things off, you know.
Right.
So it's a paper thing. It's not a digital thing. And so at the top, it says to-do list. And then the first one is relate well to God. And the second number is everything else. Hmm. And then there's all these empty lines.
Yeah.
Just like this last weekend, I had a very full weekend and I had a very big list, but then other things happened. So you give your list to God and you say, this is what I'd like to do. I want you to empower me to do it. I only want to do it in your way. I need your wisdom right here on my computer. It's the prayer I pray before I write, speak, podcast. Lord, please help me write for you with your strength, grace, and talent and wisdom. Lord, I worship you today as I write, create, market, connect, encourage, and exhort for your kingdom and glory alone. Thank you and amen. But when I don't come with that attitude and then someone comes over and wants to talk and I'm too busy and I get annoyed, the whole feeling of the sinful, annoying feeling, realize, oh, I need to go back and pray this again.
Right.
Yes, that's, I mean, I meet with someone now and she'll say, I know you're just so busy. I said, this is the most important thing I can do in my whole life today, which is to teach her how to look up scripture because she's a brand new Christian.
Hmm.
That's an honor.
Right. It is.
And we miss those honors when we tell God what our list is and say, would you please make this happen?
Hmm.
Instead of here's my list, we surrender the list. That's just a very practical to-do thing. One of the gals I've had on my podcast talks about that, Lorraine Maxudian, if you want to hear that. She'll come over and tell me and remind me again. She's been mentoring me in my marriage for years. And she'll say, oh, Sue, she's so genteel. She had three kids too. She goes, I would write my to-do list and then I would give it to the Lord. And then whatever really happened was what he wanted to happen.
Mm.
And also I put something very little on it so I could cross it off and feel good about one.
Yeah. Cause that's the most important part, right? That's how I am with lists. I'm like, I'm going to write down working out because I know I did it. So whoop, get to cross it out. Just feels good that you feel like accomplished, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I have an older friend in ministry and we've been checking back and forth and I've been saying, what are the three things you did today? These were my three things.
Hmm.
And it just makes you feel good that you did that. And one's a workout and one is meal planning, maybe or not. One is a long conversation with someone you haven't spoken with for years. You know, mm-hmm. We don't think those things count. But when going back to the podcast, we're living a legacy life. I mean, you have children, you have a husband, you have a ministry, but really it doesn't have to be ministry. It's just practical stuff like feeding your family and doing it with joy. I don't know if you've noticed on my website, my main thing is hospitality and it's because of loneliness. People are lonely. Right. And so if you can break down the loneliness of one person, one day of their life, that counts because God didn't make us to be lonely.
Right.
Right. And if we can have someone in our home for maybe for a couple of years off and on, they will more likely want to hear about your Lord and come to a Bible study after they've been in your home and they see that you love them because of Jesus, not because of a project.
Right.
Now, I have something I want to offer your listeners. I'm going to send it to you, Angela, which are some free resources. One is some mentoring worksheets. I normally sell them, but you can just have them if they click
Thank
on
you.
Because I think mentoring is what we're doing right now is mentoring. Mm-hmm. And your podcast is mentoring. And every Christian needs to be in a mentoring relationship. I'm sorry, this is off the subject, but it's kind of a passion for me. Because we all are one step further along than someone behind us.
Right.
And that we all should know someone who's a couple steps beyond us. Mm. So I keep collecting people on both sides because I just want to learn from them.
Right.
I want to keep growing. And then I can't help but mentoring is really spillage. It's spilling over what God has given you. Right. Mm. So I'll offer those four worksheets to get you going. And then I'll also a recipe and a printable on hospitality because that's my passion. So I'll send that to you right after we get off.
That would be amazing. That would be so awesome. Well, on that note, can you just share a little bit about where people can find you, the name of your podcast? I'll link everything in the show notes so that they can get to the click it, but just give a little bit of information on that, maybe on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you're at.
A couple of fun things. Instagram is always fun. Sue Moore Donaldson. I kept my middle name because I taught school and I wanted my students who are pretty older than you to find me. So it's Sue Moore Donaldson, and my Facebook is the same, but really I'd like to invite you all to my Facebook group. It's free. It's on hospitality. We talk about recipes and why we don't like to do hospitality and why we should do it anyway. And we had this huge discussion on Friday. There must be 35 comments on, do we like it when people offer to help in the kitchen or not? And what do you do about it? It was so hilarious. I thought, wow, that was quite a little question turned into a big discussion.
Yeah.
And we have over 600 members, but the same people like to keep talking. It's really great. But anyway, it's called Welcome Heart, Welcome Home. So join me on Facebook, Welcome Heart, Welcome Home. And then my podcast, Make It Count. Thank you for letting me talk about that. I rarely get to talk about it. And I think it's such a fun story, you know?
Yes.
And so it's Make It Count, Living a Legacy Life. Now I have older listeners too, and they don't know how to do Spotify and iTunes, but you can find it on those. But I have an app, and the app is with Apple, and it's Make It Count Legacy.
Oh, awesome.
So if you just hit that in your app store, it'll pop up, and then you'll get to hear some great men and women of God talk about how they're living their lives for eternity.
That's awesome. Great.
So, thanks so much for having
me. Perfect. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. And everyone who's listening, make sure that you go to the show notes for all of those links, or you can just look them up if you wrote it down while you were listening, because I know a lot of you do that. So thanks so much for being here, Sue. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. You're adorable.
All right, friends. Oh my goodness. I just love that conversation so much. And I hope it was a blessing to you. Just a reminder, you are seen, known, and loved by God. Remember that, friend, and walk in that amazingness today. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Wednesday, and I will talk to you next week. Bye now. Thank you so much, friend, for listening in. I pray you are encouraged, challenged, and blessed. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. One of the ways you could help me is by leaving the podcast a review. So if you have a minute, I would love your feedback. Thank you again. You are amazing. Remember, you are a daughter of the King. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His unconditional love, and walk in the purpose He has for you, girl. Until next time.